A new bill in the Ohio legislature would cap the out-of-pocket amount diabetics pay for their insulin. As a diabetic child, Antoinette Warsham's daughter got her insulin through a state program for children with medical handicaps, but when she turned 21, she was no longer eligible. Her out-of-pocket insulin was hundreds of dollars a month. She couldn't afford it. She rationed it, and within a year, she died. Now Warsham's younger daughter, who is also diabetic, is close to aging out of the program.
The thought of losing another daughter due to the cost of insulin is terrifying.
The bill under consideration would limit out-of-pocket costs for insulin to $100 for a one-month supply. Sponsors of the bill in the House and Senate are Democrats, though they are working to get Republicans on board. Backers of the bill say the cost for the plan will be outweighed by the savings from covering more serious illnesses due to insulin rationing. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.